Here's something you might remember from when you were younger. It's summer, nice weather, you're out of school, so you hop on your bike and head to the park or to your friend's house. According to new data from the Sports and Fitness Industry Association, that's becoming less common for kids today, with fewer and fewer young people riding bicycles over the last decade. Jennifer Boldry is Director of Research at People for Bikes. That's a bicycling advocacy group that works with the bike industry. Jennifer, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Can you tell us how significant is the drop-off in the number of kids who are riding bikes?
You know, it's significant. We only have data back to about 2010, but if we look over all types of bike riding for kids, in 2010, about 27% of kids rode a bike at least one day a year, and in 2017, that's dropped to about 24%.
Do we have anecdotal ideas of how that might have changed by generation, or do we just not have solid enough evidence to talk about, you know, kids back in the day?
I think we don't have solid enough evidence back beyond 2010. I mean, anecdotally, we can look at the bike racks at schools, for example, and know that, you know, when we were kids, those bike racks were full, and they're pretty empty these days all over the country.
What do we think is leading to this decline, at least since 2010, in kids riding bikes?
I think we've seen a few really significant social changes. I mean, certainly when we think about, you know, vehicle miles traveled are increasing year over year. They hit an all-time high this year. That means there are more vehicles on the road more often, and that, you know, definitely makes it more dangerous, you know, to ride, you know, within your neighborhood or within your city, that sort of thing. Other challenges include an increase in screen time for sure. You know, personal devices like cell phones and laptops and tablets make it super easy for everybody to spend all their free time on a screen. And we've seen screen time increasing. Kids are scheduled in a way that I think they maybe didn't used to be. All kinds of organized activities before school, after school. And I, you know, one of the other things, and I don't have data on this one, but you know, when we were kids, our parents would turn us out and say, you know, be home when it gets dark. And, you know, that's not as common an occurrence anymore.
I wanted to ask a little more about that safety element. Are there things we could do to design our communities better so that we're not as concerned about maybe that busy street over there or the tough crossing over there?
Absolutely, there are. And when we look for global examples, there are cities in the Netherlands and Denmark that have done exactly that. Where there's a very complete network of protected bike lanes, which means there's physical separation between the cars and the bikes, and kids of all ages are riding bikes on a regular basis. I think the bike to work mode share, and that's not kids, but it's an indicator, is over 40% in Copenhagen, Denmark, whereas in the U.S. we're at about 0.6.
What are the concerns about, okay, if kids aren't riding bikes now, if they're not in the habit of riding bikes now, what does that mean for their future healthy bike riding activity?
You know, for People for Bikes, we're for sure all about bikes, but I think the real answer to that goes way beyond bikes, and that is, you know, we know that bike riding is and other kinds of physical activity are linked to positive health outcomes, you know, whereas we see increases in obesity and diabetes rates among kids. You know, that lack of activity and increase in screen time is a big piece of that. Bike riding has also been linked to positive social emotional outcomes like cohesion and links to other people, resiliency, learning to fail, those kinds of things. And there's even early evidence that bike riding might be linked to cognitive functioning and that kids that get a chance to get outside and ride bikes during the day perform better academically.
We're talking to Jennifer Boldry, Director of Research at People for Bikes, about data showing that the number of kids who are riding their bike regularly has gone down over the last decade or so. Jennifer, something that people might not immediately attach to bikes, but people in the bike industry are worried about this, tariffs on products coming in from China. How is that affecting biking?
It's a big deal. More than 80% of bike units are imported, and a big chunk of those are imported from China. The bike companies are not going to be able to reduce their operating costs in a way that can offset the additional tariff costs, and consumers will definitely see the impact of that. And kids' bikes, you know, have gotten a little bit more expensive over the years. if they get much more expensive because of these tariffs, and there's a very high probability that they will, it could really hurt kids' bike riding.
I've seen some analysis that even for products made in the United States, the cost of materials like aluminum for bikes and components of not just bikes, but bike helmets and other paraphernalia, that could be affected too?
That's exactly right.
How closely are you watching this tariff story when it comes to the availability of and affordability of bikes for kids?
We're very involved in the tariff fight right now. And in fact, Morgan Lomely, our director of public policy, was just in Washington, D.C., testifying in opposition to the tariffs. We have collected data to, you know, to write exemptions for the tariffs. People for Bikes and the People for Bikes Coalition and the bike industry is working really hard against them.
Well, looking back at how to make sure kids have more opportunities for biking, you talked about some things that might work at the town or city level. Are there things at the federal level that might help make a difference?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that, you know, that are real opportunities. At the federal level, the best opportunity we would have is if bike riding were incorporated as part of the elementary school curriculum. In places like Copenhagen and Amsterdam, where we do see very high lifetime levels of bike riding, you know, kids as young as second and third grade are required to take bicycle education courses and pass a test before they can graduate that grade. And so early on, kids are socialized and in a very mandatory way, socialized to bike ride safe, and be comfortable with it.
That's at the national level. Now it's summertime here in Wisconsin. Talk, if you would, to families and maybe kids who are listening right now. How would you encourage them to get out on the bike more often?
Well, I think the number one thing is that bike riding is actually really fun. According to the Outdoor Foundation participation research, bike riding is the most popular activity among kids 6 to 17 because it's fun. And one of the things I'm most excited about is that bike parks, pump track, and bike playgrounds are starting to pop up all over the country. And those are great places for kids to go ride, have fun in a really safe environment, you know, where motor vehicles are just not an issue.
Jennifer, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That was Jennifer Boldry, Research Director at People for Bikes, a bicycling advocacy group that works with the bike industry. She was with us to talk about why fewer kids are riding bikes, at least over the last decade or so, and what that can mean for the future of bicycle ridership.